I don't know about y'all, but this music just has a total vibe. It's vibing all over the place. It just gives me all the good feels. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Larry Mullins Podcast. Thank you so very much for listening. I appreciate the support. I'm sitting here with a fresh cup of coffee. I love my coffee. And to all you coffee drinkers out there, salute. So, I want to basically recap this week. I want to recap a very busy weekend. This past weekend was busy, got a lot of stuff done, did a lot of great things. So, you know, for starters, Gary and I have been talking about the traffic that our Ocean City videos have been gaining our YouTube channel. And if you're listening and wondering, YouTube channel, Gary, my cousin Gary and I, we do a food review channel. We have a food review YouTube channel. It's called Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. You can visit it at youtube.com/theedibleadventures. But we've, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, we've realized that for whatever reason, Ocean City, Maryland is a very popular place, and YouTube analytics show us that the YouTube search traffic, just there's a lot of people searching for Ocean City, Maryland. It baffles me. I mean, it's a fun place. It's one of Gary's favorite places, and it's one of my favorite places. And so we wanted to capitalize on all of that traffic. We started off with our two original Ocean City, I guess you would call them, compilation videos, and one we did our favorite snacks or the best snacks on the boardwalk, and the other one was a best cheesesteaks. And those videos are skyrocketing in views, and then Gary gave me a project of taking those compilation videos and breaking them into individual mini videos. I went into this in detail in one of my previous episodes, and so I've been going every weekend to Ocean City to film my solo videos for the Edible Adventures and to keep the Ocean City traffic coming into the channel. And you know, Gary thought it was a great idea, and I was like, hey, I'm able to do it. I'm able to get there every Sunday because my girlfriend and I go for walks every single Sunday morning on the boardwalk, and I kind of like at the core, our channel is still Gary and I together on camera, reviewing food together, but I like the implementation of us each having our own solo. That's kind of like a double negative, you dummy. I kind of like the idea of us each having solo videos, because his original thought, and I totally agree with him, is that the more content we put on our channel, the more traffic our channel can get, the more views, subscribers, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, he called me before last week and he said, you know what, dude, we originally had plans to film somewhere else by his place. He's like, you know what? We need to do another joint video in Ocean City. Let's go back and let's do pizza part two. If you're listening, you're like, part two? Yeah, that's a video I forgot to mention a few minutes ago. We did a pizza compilation video a few months ago. And not even really a few months ago, maybe a few weeks ago. And our first pizza compilation video has been doing so well in terms of views, so he wanted to get back to do a pizza part two as soon as possible. And so that's what we set out to do. I'm not going to say we because it was his idea and I was fully on board with it, and I honestly didn't, it was a great idea, I don't know why I didn't think of it, but we got a lot of good feedback from our pizza part one compilation video, and we wanted to visit some places that our viewers recommended in the comments. So we did just that. We, I think there may have been one or two places, or maybe just one in the video that wasn't recommended. But we're like, hey, let's go to the boardwalk. We roughly know which pizza spots we're going to hit up. And we knew how we tackled the first pizza video. So naturally, doing the second pizza video was at least filming. Gary's currently editing the video. The filming process was incredibly easy because we basically used the same format that we did for our first Ocean City pizza video. So we knew what we were doing. We knew what we were going for visually, format, how the videos structured, et cetera, et cetera. So our second pizza video was a lot easier than the first because we knew what we were doing. We knew how we wanted to film it. The catch was, and we weren't even thinking about this, but there's an air show that comes to Ocean City, Maryland every year, an air show with like jets, fighter jets, you know, stuff like that, Top Gun type stuff and other types of planes, not regular commercial airliners, but just like military planes. And Ocean City, Maryland was incredibly crowded, super packed. And it was nuts. There were a lot of people there. And at times, the planes flying by were incredibly loud. Luckily, that didn't really interrupt our filming because we were just very strategic about when, you know, we'd hit record, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't like a bunch of constant noise on the boardwalk. But we got the video filmed and we did a crazy amount of walking. It was crazy. It was kind of cloudy and overcast. So no sun, no sunburn, which is good, but it was incredibly humid. Like, so we were sweating, we were exhausted, but we felt really good about the footage we filmed. And you know, we did four pizza spots, so we each had four slices of pizza. Not terrible, you know. We ate at some good places. I won't reveal the places we ate at. You know, I'll wait until the video's out so you can see it for yourself. But it was nice to get back to Ocean City with Gary and do a joint video for our channel. And it was awesome. It was just, they had soccer tournaments going on the beach. They had the air show. I mean, I've never seen Ocean City, Maryland, or should I say the boardwalk specifically, this crowded. Never seen them this crowded. It was nuts. And when we were walking to one of the pizza places, we heard like somebody in just a car driving by asking a cop who was helping people cross the street, like, hey, are there any open parking spaces or any? And they're like, your best bet's just get lucky. I mean, yeah, like there were cars all over the place. I've literally never seen Ocean City that crowded in all my times of going there and visiting. So, you know, we did our pizza video. You know, we got some extra hang time driving to the boardwalk because at the air show and just the fact that it was a weekend and it was gorgeous weather outside, Father's Day weekend. You know, the traffic going into the city was crazy and it took us 45 minutes, I think, to go 2 or 3 miles. Yeah, it was stupid. Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I lost my dad in 2003, but my mom remarried, and, you know, my stepdad has been in my life since I was a freshman in high school, so I still kind of have that father figure. I know people who have lost their dads, and my girlfriend and I are in the same boat. She lost her dad as well, and it's just something that we can relate on, and, you know, it's just one of those horrible things. Like, words can't describe what it feels like to lose a father, you know, so If you know what that's like, my heart goes out to you. If you are a father, happy belated Father's Day to you. Appreciate everything you do. So going back to the Ocean City topic, you know, we just, you know, Gary and I, we filmed a great video, I feel, you know, and Gary's a great editor, and I know the video is going to turn out awesome. By my calculations, this episode comes out on a Friday, so the video should be coming out Monday, June. Let me look at the calendar. I have to look at the calendar. I'm an idiot. The Pizza Part 2 video should be coming out Monday, June 28th, as long as it's edited in time. But I think it's going to be awesome. And considering how quickly the Pizza Part 1 video's views are just going up and up and up and gaining us subscribers, we had to do a part 2, like ASAP. And I feel good about it, and I'm glad. It still baffles me that these Ocean City videos are, you know, getting us that much traffic. Like, just we've gone up. As of the recording of this podcast episode, we're at 315 subscribers. That's insane. Like, just the Ocean City videos alone in the past, like, 3 weeks, geez, have gained us, I don't know, a little over 30 subscribers, and that's crazy for a channel of our size. And we're incredibly grateful to everyone who has subscribed, and anybody who watches our videos, thank you so much. Speaking of videos, you know, I originally started this pod to talk about videos that I film and edit and post on my personal YouTube channel, and I haven't done that in a few weeks. Post a video to my personal YouTube channel. That's just because I'm putting all my focus into Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. But even still, with my solo videos for the Edible Adventures, I'm still making and filming and editing a video every single week. So normally those are the videos, at least lately, those are the videos that I have been specifically talking about on my podcast. So there's still a video a week. It's just not a video a week on my personal channel. But with every video I do, I feel I learn more and more and more, you know? So we, you know, Gary and I hung out that Saturday. We did some filming. Got a new pizza video at Ocean City. It's going to be great. Great. Like Tony the Tiger. Shout out Frosted Flakes. You know, if you've never tried chocolate Frosted Flakes, try them. They're hard to find, but occasionally Walmart will have them. Pick them up. I'm telling you, they're delicious. So, Sunday, the girlfriend and I did the usual. We went for our Sunday morning walk on the Ocean City Boardwalk. We got some Starbucks. I love my venti white mochas, but I'm switching to iced because, well, how I am, I'm very finicky in terms of coffee. Like, I can't drink iced coffee until the outside temp is a certain number. Like, we woke up and we left her place like 6:30-ish, and it was already almost 80. Yeah, I'm getting iced. But venti white mocha is delicious. Love Starbucks. I just love coffee in general. You know, so we went for a walk and had to figure out where to do my solo video. That week's solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. And there's this place called The Little House of Pancakes. The sign from the street actually wasn't lit up, probably because it was so sunny outside, but it wasn't lit up. I thought it was closed, but we drove by and it said open. I was like, okay, cool. And the parking lot doesn't look that crowded. So I'm like, let's go there. So we go to Little House of Pancakes, and that's where I filmed this week's solo video for the Edible Adventures. And on the front of their menu, they had these things called red velvet pancakes. And I now know that breakfast like that can be found at, you know, several other restaurants. But I was like, man, I normally go for French toast or a waffle. But I saw these red velvet pancakes and I'm like, man, I want to get something different. And I thought that would look good on camera. So, I mean, she helped me film, and that's my cameraman or camera woman behind the scenes, my beautiful and amazing girlfriend who I love so much. She helps me film these, and, you know, and it sounds corny, but it's like the red velvet pancakes, red. If you know me, red's my favorite color. I actually say that in the video. But it was kind of loud in the restaurant, but not too horrible. I didn't do too much talking. I mean, it is pancakes, you know, so I was as descriptive as I could be, and I think I did an okay job. After editing, I still feel that my Bad Monkey video and my Barn 34 videos were better, but every video is going to be different. It all depends on the atmosphere, the background noise, everything. There's a lot of factors, but I feel overall it's a good video, and I hope you enjoy it. And as the release of this episode, it should be out on our YouTube channel. Again, I will say it, youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. You know, it's also wanted to talk about, while I'm on here, recapping everything, Gary and I are, you know, we like to have a lead on our channel, a lead meaning, say, our regular episodes, our joint episodes. I will just call those our standard episodes, come out every Monday at 11 a.m. on YouTube. We want to have several weeks of episodes pre-recorded and edited, so we have like a lead. So we're about to get a huge lead because Gary and I, along with Gary's wife, her father, her sister, and their dog Ace, we are all going to Charleston, South Carolina until July 6th. So we're going to have 10 whole days in South Carolina. We're going to be filming a video every single day that we're there. We're going to get lots of bro time. It's awesome. And I get along really well with his wife Heather's family too. We all get along. It's going to be a great time. We're going to get up every morning. We're going to film a video every single day we're there. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to have my camera, my Sony A7C, and I'm going to attempt to record an actual vlog. When we went to Charleston for 2 days last year, I did like a little mini one. I didn't do enough talking, and now that I'm a little more experienced, I have an idea of how to better record a vlog. So that's what I'm going to be doing here in a few days when we leave for Charleston. And actually, this comes out on Friday, so if you're listening to this on Friday, we're leaving for Charleston tomorrow. Which is Saturday. This whole podcasting thing, I get confused sometimes because I'm like, you know, this podcast, it doesn't really matter what day it comes out because you could be listening to it any day of the week. I'm a dingbat. But yeah, I'm super excited because I loved visiting Charleston last year with Gary. We just went for 2 days, but everyone's going. We're going to be there for 10 whole days. It's going to be amazing. Maybe we'll record some podcasts together while we're there. Who knows? We're just going to get a bunch of awesome video for The Edible Adventures, and I'm sure Gary's going to be vlogging. I'm going to be vlogging. I'm going to try to get a good, proper vlog. I still don't know if I want to do one long one or if I want to do, like, a long one and break it up into, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 different mini videos. I'm not sure yet. I'll see where the wind takes me. I'll call it in the ring. That's a wrestling term that I learned from Gary, and I just love saying it now. That's like when you don't have your mind made up about something. Anyways, call it in the ring. Pardon moi. I had to take a sip of coffee. Coffee's running low. But yes, oh, we're going to go to Charleston for 10 whole days. It's going to be amazing. We're going to film a lot. Vlog stuff, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures stuff, maybe some podcast stuff. I'm just going to just try to take a bunch of pictures. But we're also just going to have lots of fun. Lots of just hang time, hanging out with everybody. It's going to be great, and I'm really looking forward to it. And so the episode that I release after we get back from Charleston, that's probably going to be a long one because there's going to be a lot to recap. But hopefully be able to record an episode while we're in Charleston or whatever. We have some podcast plans. I will just leave you with that. I won't go into too much details, but we have some podcast plans, Gary and I do. Yes, 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 we do. It's sunny. It's going to be hot there, but I just love this time of year. Well, honestly, my favorite time of year is Christmas because I love the Christmas lights. Christmas is my favorite holiday, but I just love this time of year when it's just sunny, warm, light breeze. It's great. I love it. I love it. Summer, summer, summertime. That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/Larry Mullins. Check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.